You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And welcoming Mark Burrows onto the show, the music sale coordinator for the Regent's Music and Entertainment Sale. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Jack.
Let's go over the basic details first, sort of date, time.
Okay, well, next Saturday, the 6th of June, we've got the sale starting down at the Regent Theatre on the Octagon. Awesome. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes till 6 o'clock awesome. At night.
And what have we got for sale then?
We've got all sorts of music versions. We've got cassettes, LP vinyls, lots and lots of CDs. We've got DVDs, music DVDs, and movie DVDs. We've got 78s.
Ooh.
That's niche.
We've got collector's items.
Principally, it's cassettes. We do have hundreds of cassettes, but principally it's CDs sure. and LP vinyl. So Crate Diggers, tear up that aisle at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's quite a sight.
Yeah, you want to get in early if you're looking for the gems?
What we will do is, because we are a bit constrained for room, we will be feeding out awesome. Gems during the day, and that makes it a little bit fairer.
Yes, for the people who like their sleep in on Saturday.
Yeah.
People who aren't functional until 1 p.m, which is me, before I started doing this show.
Yes.
Where do the donations come from?
The donations come from the community generally, and there's a couple of donation sites, mostly down at the Regent Theatre itself.
Sure.
And they come in over the year, so they're collated and cleaned up over the time, and then we cart them all down there to the Regent, well, starting this weekend, actually, and awesome. So we'll be loading in. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that the storage unit's very full. This is a multi-man operation to get everything in?
Yeah, there is. The storage unit is very full, takes many, many, many van loads down to the Regent, getting it onto the stage and set up.
Awesome. So this is for funding for the Regent?
It is. So the Regent Theatre Trust is a not-profit organisation, and the funding from this sale, along with the book sale, which some of your listeners will be aware of, goes towards infrastructure at the theatre itself. For example, I know that the last book sale profits are going towards building a accessible ramp
awesome.
For people to get into. So it goes to those sorts of hardware, if you yeah. like.
And it's a fantastic theatre. It's a gorgeous theatre that you'd like to keep in good repair.
And it's such fun being in the sale. There's a real buzz.
For sure.
The lights are on. You're up at the stage looking out at the theatre. It's a wonderful place, and we're very, very lucky to have it.
Awesome. And it's a once-in-a-year opportunity. So obviously, you know, you can go to an op shop every weekend, but this make an event of this one. I wanted to ask, just sort of at the end, to intrigue people potentially, if there's any gems that you can remember, because it's the fourth year now that it's been run as an individual event. Are there any gems that you can remember from the past that you've got? Or
I remember last year we had, and this is a real ripper, we had to Party Mary Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really rare piece of vinyl. It came in on the day before the sale, and we sold that for $150.
Wow.
That was pretty good. But this year we've got cassettes, a whole lot of really great cassettes, believe it or not, for those niche collectors. We've got Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Sonic Youth from back in the 80s.
Well, if you're going to get something on cassette, the grunge and the sort of punk is
yeah.
what you should go for.
And then from the LPs, we've got interesting things, along with lots of really great music. There's a band from Australia called Powderfinger, who in the 90s put out a lot of music and were very popular. Mm. All of that would have been on CD because CDs were in. they put out a special edition of 600 pressings of their album on vinyl. We've got one of those for sale.
That'd be fantastic. I might be looking at that's. I mean, My Happiness is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Oh,
so
great.
I'd be in for that.
And we've got lots of 45s. I didn't mention 45s, but we've got lots of New Zealand 45s with bands like The Formula from the 60s, and along with all the Beatles and Stones and all that old stuff as well. So CDs, we've got CD singles, Che Fu singles, which probably are a wee bit rare now. So there's all sorts there.
Oh, and I mean, surely listening on the Saturday on the DPAG Late Breakfast Show, we've got some proper collectors, I would hope, listening. So if anything piques your interest, if you just love rifling through, because I love rifling through bins, there's a certain satisfaction that comes from just seeing, mentally sort of checking off on your head, oh, I know that. So if it does intrigue you, definitely get along, folks. Like we say, next Saturday, 6th of June, 10th. 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Regent, which is in the Octagon. If you don't know the Regent, come on, what are you doing? But it's a beautiful building. It'll be a beautiful space to be in. And thanks very much, Mark, for coming and talking to me.
Thank you, Jet.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.